GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Interesting, the smallest of news items can... This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Paul Trommer's taking a seat behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A. The glass is not really bulletproof, so don't get any ideas over there, okay? And do us a favor and bring that microphone right close to you because we want everyone to be able to hear what you have to tell us about the Barbara Sossman Support Center in Brewer. Do we have the name right?
It's the Barbara Sossman Cancer Support Center, yes.
The Barbara Sossman Cancer Support Center. I think George and I would agree that the first question should be, who's Barbara Sossman? Sossman. Yeah. I'm going to get
Barbara, my mind right. Barbara was my wife. We lost her almost 2 years ago to pancreatic cancer. And we had about 18 months of going through treatment at the Lafayette Center and learned a great deal and realized that there were some things that were needed. And after she passed, we went forward and started this program.
All right, this, I understand just from reading up on it a little bit here, it's a non-clinical sanctuary.
Absolutely. We're there to support the patients and caregivers that go to Lafayette Center. For example, let's say that you were taking your wife for treatment, and let's say she had breast cancer. She might go in for an infusion. First, they'd go to the Lafayette Center. You'd give blood. You go upstairs. You get an infusion. It might be three hours. It might be 5 or 6 or 7 hours. And let's assume for a minute, George, that you came in from Howland and you don't have a lot of dough, and the Lafayette Center is not set up to provide services for people like you. In other words, you can sit in the lobby and watch Bob, or maybe you can get a little sandwich at the store there. But if you wanted to talk to somebody and say, hey, who else around has got breast cancer? We'd like to talk to them. Well, they can't tell you that. That's, you know, because of the rules. Or maybe you just want to get away from everybody and sit and have a cup of coffee. Well, we're right down the street. So what we're doing is filling a bunch of holes for the Lafayette Center, essentially, so that people have a place to go. They have a destination. It doesn't cost them anything. They can come down and talk to somebody else that's got a similar condition or is situated the same way, and put their feet up, learn a little something, maybe look at the library unit, maybe take part in some of the classes that we're setting up from nutrition and smoking cessation and that sort of thing. But it's all kind of loose
and free
and free.
Well, that's a price. You got to rent a place.
Oh yeah.
And you got some cost a great idea for such a great service.
All
I
right.
Imagine.
Well, here's the way I approached it, Rick. Yeah. I decided it's worthwhile, and if it's worthwhile, it's worth doing. So I reached in my pocket and I fronted everything and said, I'm not going to do this with a big dog and pony show. We're going to get it open and get the services delivered, and then we'll go around to the community and say, we need your help. We've been doing some of that now. Mm-hmm. There are lots and lots of places out there that are various 501(c)s, and they raise money for awareness, which is a word I'm not really crazy about because everybody's aware of cancer. What we're doing is providing some help on the spot right now. For example, do you remember the little boy that the police drove over to his last chemo treatment, Liam?
Yep, we saw the
Liam has been coming to the center for the last 6 or 8 months. You know, I sit down and play with the boy and buy him his French fries at McDonald's and that kind of thing. And that's what we're there for. We had a lady wander in last week. She had known my wife, Barbara, when Barbara was alive, and she's got breast cancer. And she said, I don't know who to talk to or anything. Is there anybody around I can talk to? I said, well, you want to talk to a breast cancer survivor? I got 3 or 4 here you can call, and they're happy to hear from you. So now she has some contact and some support. This is a woman that lives alone. She's a single lady. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's so thankful. Matter of fact, I think we put a little thing on our Facebook page or up on our webpage.
Well, the Barbara Sossman Center is near the Lafayette Center, but it's in Brewer,
right
on Wilson Street. Now, it's if you know where the McDonald's is, there you're very close.
You're directly across the street. I was going to buy a piece of land and build a facility on Derrigo Drive, and I looked at the cost, which is quite high, and I said, wait a minute. This is going to take a year to get this done. And the old Extreme Sports Center became available. And I said, well, okay, well, I'm going to lease it for a couple of years. We're working on maybe buying the property. It's not quite on top of the Lafayette Center, but it's only a mile away. Yeah. It's easy to find, right across from McDonald's in the back. And once you've been there once, you don't have trouble.
Our guest in our studio is Paul Trommer. And as he just mentioned a moment ago, lost his wife, Barbara, about 2 years ago. And now the Barbara Sossaman Cancer Support Center. How am I doing so far?
Not bad.
Okay. Barbara Sossaman Cancer Support Center. Again, it's off Wilson Street. Because you got to take the turn. What is that name of that drive there?
It's Rudman Drive.
Rudman Drive.
Right, it's between the automobile dealership and the bowling alley. You just drive to the back.
Right there. And it's right there. I was curious about this. How is this different from Sarah's house?
Oh, it's much different. Much different. Sarah's house does a good job, and they provide overnight housing for people coming from away.
For those, Sarah's house is like the Ronald McDonald House for Lafayette.
It's 2 or 3 miles beyond the Lafayette Center. Yep. And what they do is provide housing for people. We're not doing that. We're a day center. In other words, we're open when the Lafayette Center is open, because there are a lot of people who's just on a loose pulley. You can't imagine how many people you go out and see sitting in their cars in the parking lot because their loved one is having a transfusion for 3 or 4 hours. They have nowhere to go and no money to spend. And it make you cry. These poor folks will come in and I was in that boat too. You got the 1,000-yard stare. You don't know who to talk to. You don't know who to ask. Where do we turn? What do we do? What other alternatives are available? Example, Rick. I ended up taking Barbara to MD Anderson in Houston twice. Okay. She and I together did lots and lots of research about places all around the country. If you go to Lafayette Center, they're tied up with Dana-Farber, and they're fine institutions, and they do a good job. But let's say you said, gee, I want to get out of this group and go talk to somebody else. All right. Well, we can tell you, for example, what you'll run into with insurance and that kind of thing going to something like MD Anderson. In our case, we had to pay to go, and it was hugely expensive. But if you don't have much money and you start digging around looking for these places, you might spend many days, many hours trying to find out about them, and then you find out you can't afford it. Because we can cut through all that nonsense.
So immediate answers.
Immediate. Absolutely. And you've got a place somebody knows what you're going through. It's really important, as contrasted to Sarah's house. Now, Lafayette Center is a clinic. They deliver the poison. It's fine. They do a good job. They do a great job in what they do. But there's a whole range of needs that the cancer patient and caregivers have that they can't supply. They don't have the time. They don't have the facility. They don't have the people.
Well, speaking of people, I understand your passion for this. It'd be rather obvious. You've been there and done that. But you can't be there 24 hours a day, and you can't give up your whole life. Who's staffing
the place? Well, I have some paid staff right now during the day because we're open bankers' hours, just like the Lafayette Center.
Right.
So we're available to talk to, and we've got a phone, somebody calls. They could call me at home. I don't mind. I put my phone number out also. But we have lots of people that are tied up with it. For example, we partnered up with the Cancer Support Center of Maine. That's a gal named Barbara Vitton, and she's out of the Bucksport area. And they're providing, for example, nutritional services, smoking cessation programs, that sort of thing. They're doing evening programs for us. So, it's kind of a little mishmash because we have so many things going on. But there's so many holes to fill, George.
Yeah.
I just called up the website here. And for those that want to go and look online, www.sossamancenter.com. That's spelled S-O-S-M-A-N, S-O-S-M-A-N-Center.com. And again, fascinating. In this day and age when dollars are so tight, Paul, you just said to us, well, I'm paying staff.
Yep. I reached my pocket, Rick. It's important.
You reached deeply into your pocket, obviously.
Yeah.
Not everyone would do that.
Well, I'm not everyone. I'm going to be going out and begging for money. I've got a tin cup. I'm ready to go. But I haven't done the rubber chicken circuit yet simply because I didn't want to come with a brochure and an idea asking for money. I'm going with a brochure, an idea, and a place on the ground that's working. Come pitch in.
You're
going
to build the field and then see people come.
Absolutely.
The open house is coming up. And that's on the 27th. It's Saturday. It's going to be in Brewer at the center, 11 to 5.
Right.
So Who would you like to have come to the open house?
Anybody that's interested.
I figured that was your answer.
No, this is a community deal, and this is just an official opening. We've been open for quite some time on a limited basis, but we were doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday for a while because of the money, but we're opening the doors. And so if somebody wants to come by, if they want to pitch in, they want to help, they want to get more information, come on over. I don't know, we're going to have 1,000 people there or 10 people there. I don't know. I don't care. It's just going to be fun.
I can understand why you do what you do. You got to take care of yourself, though, so you need some help.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We need some financial help, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, I had a nice pledge on the phone the other night and from a kind of a halfway relative of mine. It is substantial, not enough. We need $100,000 a year to run the situation and to build out a permanent fixture, which we own. We're talking about probably $950,000 to $975,000. So it's substantial money.
So this is a leased location that you're in.
We're leased.
And you are working in conjunction with Lafayette Center? I mean, do they tell people to come see you?
No, we're separate from Lafayette. We don't want to get absorbed by the bureaucracy of a large institution like Eastern Maine or whatever the new name is.
Northern Light?
Northern Lights, mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're all aware of us. The nurses are doing handstands. I'll give you an example of something, how helpful this is. The palliative care physicians are up there for end-of-life consultations and mm-hmm. so forth, all right? Mm-hmm. What they have a tremendous amount of pressure from patients and caregivers that are there that are hanging out, have nobody to talk to, and they go wandering in trying to talk to the palliative care physicians. Well, it's not the time for them or the place, but it eats up the time of the physicians.
Yeah.
All right. So this takes some of the heat off for them.
Text message to us, Dave in Dover writes, thanks for having this guy on. It gives me a good feeling inside knowing people like him share the planet with the rest of us. What would Barbara say to you?
She'd be embarrassed.
I wondered that from clicking and reading about her on the website, SossmanCenter.com, SossmanCenter.com. You don't suppose she'd say to you, Paul, just relax. You don't need to do this. Or would she be going, keep going, honey?
No, take my name off it.
That's what she'd say.
Yeah.
But you're doing it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worthwhile. It's worth doing, Rick. And I know very well that, you know, it's a bit of a leap of faith, but I know very well that the community is going to come in and still help us. I'm sure there are people out there that say, you know, this is worthwhile and, you know, here's $50,000 or something. That's going to happen. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, she is the inspiration, obviously. She was your wife and
yep.
the light of your life.
Yeah.
And now you continue this in her memory. Yeah, I know you've got a large family.
Well, they're all over.
All over the place. Yeah. That's what happens to all of us.
Yeah,
they
really
end up all over the place. But
keep having kids, and that's what happens to you.
Yeah, I know.
Someone should have told you that already.
I'm an adopter, so that happens.
Yeah, we've got two on the way right now.
God love you.
Your family needs hobbies.
Yeah,
I know it.
At the time. Paul Trommer, great to have you in our studio again, and best to you during the grand opening of the Barbara Sossman Cancer Support Center off Wilson Street in Brewer. Find them online, Sossman Center, SossmanCenter.com. Thank you for being on our show this morning, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on the Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.